Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Avis, Perikei Mishnah Tess. Chai Rabba Loilam, wild animals come to the world. Al Shvua Shav. A Shvua Shav is a Shvua made for no purpose. If someone swears that a marble pillar is made of marble. What are you swearing for? V'al Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem explains about Tenura is someone who is over an Avera Befaresya B'yad Ramah. He doesn't care, I'm over an Avera. Let people see me. Or, he's not necessarily trying to make a statement, but L'maisa, he's over the Avera publicly, and others learn from him. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Golis Bali Olam, Golis comes to the world. Al Avayda Zara, because of Avayda Zara, Val Gili Arayas, because of people having relations with those that they're not allowed to. Val Shvichas Damim, because of murder. Val Ashmata Sa'aretz. On Averis, they relate to people not fulfilling the halachis of Shemitah. Rather, they plow and they plant during the seventh Shemitah year. So we know that the three worst Averis are Gilui Arayas, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah. Those are the Averis one has to be Maaser Nefesh himself for. Now one could say, well, at least Avodah Zarah, we for the most part don't have today. Says the Sefer Medrash David, he was an Einikel of the Rambam. No. There's such a long galus because of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah? You know anyone that serves Avodah Zarah? Maybe you don't know someone who serves Avodah Zarah outright, but you know it says? A person who is inflamed with kas, that's like serving Avodah Zarah? Because when a person is inflamed with kas, his Yetzirah like takes him over totally. A person that breaks something because he's angry, that's gilu over the Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer loves that. The Yetzer says, Yasher Kayach. So when you see that your heart is overwhelmed with kas, say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and wait a little bit, be quiet. Your kas will come down. The Svarim bring, if you want to get angry and you hold yourself back, that emotion gets converted to bracha, to parnasa, to bracha. And the Baal Shem Tov says, this is brought down in the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim, that a lot of times, if you're about to get a promotion, something very good is about to happen in your life, they first test you. And you come to a situation where you can get so angry. If you can hold yourself back, then you get to promotion. If not, you lose it. Aliyav, he was David HaMelech's oldest brother. He was almost the king. Shmuel HaNavi started to pour the oil on him. And the oil stopped and came back into the horn. And really, he could have been king. But he had one problem. He would get angry. Vaidrazakt de Hilige Mishnah. We already finished the list of seven. Now the Tana gives us a list of four things. The Mishnah beforehand told us the different things that bring Dever on the world, Rachmana Litzlan. Now we're going to learn the things that if the Dever is there, the things that make it worse. The Arba Prakim HaDever Misrabda, at four times the Dever increases. The Devias in the fourth. This means in the fourth of the year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. We'll soon see why. U'b'shviyas, then in the seventh year, u'b'mitzoy shviyas. And after the seventh year, u'b'mitzoy hachag, shebechol shana v'shana, and after Sukkos of each year. What happens during these times? So the Mishnah explains, b'rviyas, during the fourth year of a Shemitah cycle, mipnei ma'aser oni shebashlishis. Now, the Shemitah cycle works like this. During the first and second year, you have to give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. Maaser Sheni, you have to bring to Yerushalayim and eat or redeem it for money and buy certain things in Yerushalayim. During the third year, it's not Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. And the same is true in the sixth year. Again, every seventh year of Shemitah, you have 6 years in between one Shemitah and the other. First and second year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Seventh year, Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. Now, if the people don't give Maaser Ani to the poor in the third and sixth years, they're punished in the years that follow, which would be the fourth and seventh year. And that's what the Mishnah means. Berevias. During the fourth year, they're punished when they Maaser Oni Shebashlishis because of the lack of Maaser Oni during the third year. Bashvias, during the seventh year, they would be punished when they Maaser Oni Shebashlishis because of the lack of Maaser Oni during the sixth year. Ube Mitzoy Shvias, what's the problem on Mitzoy Shvias? What happens after the seventh year, after the Shemitah? Mipnei Peirish Shvias. Here the punishment comes because of the Peirish that were not made available to the poor. What's the reason that that could be a time of punishment? Shabbachol Shana Vashana, every single year Mitzoy Sukkis? And the answer is Mipnei Gezel Matnas Aniyim. Because of stealing the gifts of the poor. We're particularly referring to the mitzvah of leket, shikha, and peya. Leket means ears of grain that fall when they cut the tefuah. One or two have to be left for the poor people. Three you take. Shikha means bundles, sheaves that were forgotten in the field. You have to leave them. And peya is the corner of the field that has to be left over. There's also pered, grapes that fall off a cluster as it's being picked. Oilolois, these are clusters of grapes that didn't develop. All this has to be given over to the poor people. And if they're not, Rachmana Litzlan, there's a price to pay. We don't realize how the mitzvah of tzedakah protects us. This is also why many tzaddikim were very makbid erev sukkahs to give loads of tzedakah. The Divrei Chaim once didn't have enough to give out to all the poor people. He sold the decorations that were put up in his sukkah. He said, this is the nicest noy sukkah that the poor people have for Yom Tov. The Pri Eitz Chaim from Rabbi Chaim Vital says this is very important to avoid chas v'shalom, the punishment for not giving tzedakah that comes into effect on Mitzvah Sukkos.